Welcome to Solutions OP Clinical Trials Podcast. My name is Olga and I'm the Managing Director of Solutions OP. We are a small team of experienced professionals working on clinical trials in the United Kingdom. I'll use our podcast to discuss hot topics in clinical trials and provide analysis of the latest trends and challenges in pharma and medical device industries, not just in the UK, but globally. Thank you for listening. Today's podcast will discuss the benefits of self-managed clinical trials for pharma and biotech startups. I think it's a very interesting topic for those of you who work in the startup environment and you're looking to place your first product on the market. Hopefully that will help you learn a little bit more about the different options and benefits, particularly for managing things on your own. So while manufacturing of new drugs and medical devices is often outsourced to external companies, it's very much the same with clinical trials. They tend to be outsourced to big CROs or mid-sized CROs who manage the whole thing for the companies. And it is tricky because sometimes you are lucky, you find the right partner for your manufacturing, the right partner for your clinical trial, and things go smoothly. But unfortunately, that's not often the case. And there are many cases where startups just have the wrong partners. And when they have the wrong partners, things could go terribly wrong. And I think this is part of the reason why many pharma and biotech startups fail. As you probably all know, it's quite a high failure rate. I mean, in some cases, the product doesn't work and you can understand the failure, or sometimes it works, but there are other competitive products which are better placed on the market, so it doesn't make any sense to continue developing it. But there are so many cases where the product doesn't reach the market simply because the execution of the whole process is wrong, is not done correctly. So here you're probably thinking, okay, but what is the alternative? I mean, if I don't outsource my clinical trial to someone to do it for me, I mean, what else can I do? I don't have the resources. I don't have the knowledge to do all that. And to be honest with you, I think it looks really scary, especially for startups. You know, you have limited resources, you have limited funds, and you don't want to get things wrong. So you really want to make it to the market, and that's your ultimate goal. So you don't want to take any risks of mishandling something, and that's why people feel a bit more secure if they outsource the work to a big CROs. But as I said, that's not always the solution. So let's look into the benefits of managing your clinical trial on your own. So one of the first benefit is building knowledge. So you're building knowledge about the process, what is required. You might come from that industry, you might have some knowledge, but when you start working on something from scratch, you learn a lot more. You learn a lot more complex things that you don't otherwise know if you work in a big corporation, you're just one of the employees. So working in a startup and working with contractors who are experienced and can guide you through the process, it's really invaluable. It's something that builds knowledge for you for the future and could help you not just reach out the market, but it could help you in developing any future products. And even if you have another startup, this will be extremely useful knowledge to know what to do when you start again with another company, because it's very common people working in different startups. So that knowledge that you can gain from working with experienced contractors, this is really something very, very precious, and people need to think more about these things. The other thing is developing a network of experienced professionals. So it's not just people you have hired to work for you, but you really build a relationship with them. You work with different contractors. They could be located in different countries. They have their own network. So it really gives you a lot bigger reach out if you have a network of people you work with and you know you can trust. Now, keep in mind, this is not easy to achieve. It's very often people come across some contractors which are not that good. And because of this, they think, oh, well, it's very risky. But the reality is, if you want to do it, you can do it. You can find the right contractors for yourself. Once you find these people, things will be a lot easier. So you have the exact same risk if you outsource your clinical trial. The people might sound great on paper, but when they start doing the work, it might be a tragedy. So the next important part is cost effectiveness. So when you're working with contractors, you have a lot more flexibility. You can hire the people that you need at the moment. So you don't need to hire like a full set of people. You don't need to hire multiple managers and so on. You might need just one manager to manage the whole thing. It gives you a lot more flexibility. It also gives you a lot more control over your budget, how much you spend. And at the end of the day, for startups, this is a very critical point. Another important part when you're working with contractors, they can give you a really good estimate on how much it will cost you to have the study set up in the particular country where you're looking to work. You can't just blindly predict and guesstimate how much that's going to cost you, because then you will run into troubles with this. So it's very important that you have a really good budget and you think a lot about these things before you start setting up any clinical trial. Make sure that you understand the cost behind it. So another point is the oversight of the clinical trial. So when you have fully outsourced clinical trial, which is basically managed by other people, you do have oversight, but it's not the level of the oversight that you will have if you're personally involved in the clinical trial. And this could be tricky because sometimes there are issues that you don't know about simply because you're not told about them, or someone misunderstood and gave you wrong information. So there are a lot more complexities when you don't have that oversight of what's happening on the ground level. So if you're talking directly to the physicians or you're talking directly to the CRAs monitoring the study, you have a lot better picture what's going on, and you have a lot more control on what's happening rather than if it's completely outsourced and you just speak to some senior managers in some company. The next part, which is also very important, is the flexibility. Startups need flexibilities, and they need to be able to hire the people they need. They need to be able to pick the countries they want to do the clinical trial. And very often it's a lot easier if you can find a contractor in that country who can do that work for you. The CROs that you work might not have representation in that country, so you should remember that, or they might not have the capacity to take in that country their people to take the study. So they might need to hire a contractor, which basically increase your overall cost if you think about it. So that the work with contractors and managing things yourself give you a lot more flexibility on how to manage things and better oversight of the costs. So another very, very important part is the building of your quality management system. Now, when you're an early stage company, it's normal that you don't have well-functioning quality management system. So hiring contractors who help you understand the processes, what is required, could really help you build up a quality management system which is fit for purpose and it actually works for your business. Not just copy-paste something that a big corporation has done, but really something that works for you. Another thing is when you are fully outsource your clinical trial, you very often have to work, well, actually in many cases, you have to work on the standard operating procedures of the CRO. And these standard operating procedures might be more suitable for big pharma companies who have big budgets. So they might have some additional complexities that they're not necessarily needed in your case. If you have like one study and you're looking to recruit a couple of patients, you know, you might not need all that complexity of the SOPs that the big CROs have for their big pharma companies. My next point is managing human resources. As I said, as a startup, it's very important not just to be able to pick the people you want to work with, but it's also very important to be able to terminate contracts quickly and to remove contractors you're not happy with. Now, if you have fully outsourced your clinical trial, that's very often not possible. You just have to work with whatever they have assigned to your project. So they might not be the best people, especially if you're a small company and you have small budget. It's normal that the CRO will not assign to your project the most experienced people simply because your budget might not be able to pay for the most experienced people. So that really puts you in a not really great position. So I think from human resources point of view, it's also very, very beneficial for you to be able to manage these resources and decide who stays on the study and who doesn't. The next very important point I would like to mention is a better risk assessment and management. Now, that is very critical. Now, if you have a clinical trial which is not performing as it should, or if there are any early signs that the product doesn't work or it doesn't work as expected and you need to do modifications, if you manage the clinical trial on your own, you can see these trends very early on and you can make a decision, for example, to stop the study or do any significant changes, and that will save you a lot of money in the long term because you're not allowing things to go out of control. When the study is fully outsourced, you might not necessarily see these trends, or you might not see them on time to stop it. So sometimes people tend to see things at the very end after everything's been patients being recruited and they almost have the final date and they say, oh gosh, this is, yeah. So you don't really want this to happen. If you're a startup, you have limited funds, you can't afford to keep going with a study and a product which you can see from very early on is not working as it should be. And I think the very last point I will make is you have a better chance of success. And the reason for this is to have a pharma or biotech startup, you really want to have a successful project, product that will reach the market. This is your top priority, to make it to the market and start selling something which will give you the funds to continue developing new things. But the reality is, this is a really hard work. It requires not just hard work, but commitment and determination. And it's not realistic, actually, to expect that your CRO partner, where you have fully outsourced your clinical trial, will have the same approach for your product, that they would want. I mean, of course, they want to deliver good results, but they will not have that passion and that motivation to get the product to the market. And it's normal. I mean, this is not a negative thing for the CROs. No, it is normal. As a founder of the startup, you are the one who is passionate about the product and who wants to make it to the market. And that's why it makes a lot more sense if you have control over the process so that you can manage things in your own way and make sure you reach that market. Because we have to appreciate that managing a startup is a risky business, and you can't just if you don't have the the clinical data that you need for the product to reach the market, it's just not going to work. So the question is, can you really afford to fully outsource your work on this critical step where you're collecting clinical data? Can you really afford to fully outsource this to someone else to do and expect that they'll do the work with the same diligence and same passion and the same hard work as you do it? Well, it's not realistic if you think about it. But I'll leave you to think on this question. Thank you for listening.